There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in Australia, and following yesterday's attack in Washington, D.C., where two Israeli embassy staff members were murdered, Australian Jewish organisations have condemned the killings. The Australian Israel Jewish Affairs Council's Colin Rubenstein linked the attack to global hatred, urging political leaders to proactively condemn anti-Semitic rhetoric. The Zionist Federation of Australia condemned the violence, warning of rising threats worldwide. Meanwhile, following the deadly attack outside the Jewish Museum, major Jewish groups have urged the U.S. government to boost security funding to $1 billion. The coalition, including Orthodox, Conservative, Reform, and organizations like the ADL and the Jewish Federations, have called for expanded support for the nonprofit security grant program, which funds security for Jewish institutions. Swedish member of the European Parliament, Alice Todorescu-Mau, a pro-Israel Christian Democrat, was assaulted verbally and physically for her beliefs by a left group civil servant in the European Parliament during a recent Gaza debate. Todorescu-Mau is a vocal supporter of Israel, advocating for strict citizenship requirements linked to recognition of Israel's right to exist and condemning anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism. Swedish leaders expressed concern over the attack, emphasizing the importance of safety and combating hate. After discussions with hostage families, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has committed to appointing a dedicated official to manage global hostage cases. The appointed official will coordinate legal and institutional responses, serve as a contact for governments, and promote compliance with international laws. Despite global challenges, Israel is strengthening its ties with African nations through high-level visits and expanded cooperation. Israeli officials, including Foreign Minister Gideon Sahar and Deputy Foreign Minister Sharon Haskell, have engaged with officials from Ethiopia, Gabon, Malawi, and Zambia, fostering economic, security, and diplomatic collaboration. Israel's expanding African relationships involve shared security concerns and economic development, positioning the continent as a key strategic partner amid ongoing global uncertainties. As we round off another week, let's now look at what stories made headlines. Britain's movement for Reform Judaism and Liberal Judaism have unified into a single Progressive Judaism movement, marking an historic milestone. South Korea has inaugurated its first Holocaust museum, demonstrating its dedication to remembering the 6 million Jewish victims and combating hatred. Australian Jewish leaders criticised the joint Australia 22-country statement on Gaza aid, praising its intent but highlighting concerns over Hamas's diversion and UNRWA's suspected involvement in terrorism. After months of bureaucratic delays, Switzerland has now implemented a ban on Hamas, following parliamentary approval prompted by the October 7th attacks. New York City Mayor Eric Adams and Israeli Minister Nir Barkat launched the New York City Israel Economic Council, aimed to strengthen economic collaboration and foster innovation between the two regions. And finally, meet David Calderon Zonana, who has created 20 zines celebrating Jewish grandmothers in Mexico's diverse Jewish community through his Pocket Abuelitas project. Each zine features interviews and photographs of grandmothers sharing stories about their lives, families, and cooking while Calderon cooks with them. Raised in a modern Orthodox family with Sephardic and Alapan roots, Calderon learnt zine making at the Black Cat Editions. His project highlights the diverse Mexican Jewish experience, mainly Mizrahi and Sephardi women from regions like Syria, Morocco, and Greece. The colorful pocket-sized booklets are showcased on Instagram, and the project has led to a TV show on Canal One. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.